Well, hello, it's the Reverend Steve Morris here. Welcome to everyone, all of those, you folks from St. Lawrence, Cowley who are listening, from St. Cuthbert's and anyone else, we're glad to have you here for our Sunday service on the 16th of May. The Lord be with you and also with you. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. So, we begin, friends, by bringing to God anything we'd like to say sorry for, knowing that he promises to forgive us. Let's do that right now. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So our reading today, I've done something a bit different today. It's a reading from John 17, beginning at verse 6. It's one of those, I mean, in all the regular translations of the Bible, it's a very complicated thing. So I've done something I don't normally do. I'm going to read it from a paraphrase version of the Bible called The Message, which was written by Eugene Peterson. It's a very poetic kind of piece of writing, the way he translates it. It's very good. His aim was to try and give the text the urgency, the immediacy that the original hearers would have actually had. Now, I mean, he obviously offered a word of caution, so to not just rely on his version. So I say to you, you know, when you listen to this, go back to whatever Bible version you're using and read it in that version. But just for the purposes of today, we're going to read it in the Message version. Jesus says, as he prays for his followers, I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place, and then you gave them to me, and they've now done what you said. They know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is first hand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours, and yours mine. And my life is on display in them. For I'm no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so they can be one heart and mind, and we are one heart and mind. As long as I was with them, I guarded them in the pursuit of the life you gave me, through me. I even posted a night watch, and not one of them got away, except for the rebel bent on destruction, the exception that proved the rule of Scripture. Now, I am returning to you. I'm saying these things in the world's hearing so my people can experience my joy completed in them. I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrated truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm consecrating myself for their sakes, so there'll be truth consecrated in their mission. Well, I don't know. I hope you agree. I mean, I noted that actually reading that out was actually a joy, and it captures something, doesn't it, of the rhythm of speech and the way we think. I think it's great. What would I say about it? Well, it's really that it's a very touching moment. Jesus, God, the God who made the universe, decides at this time, as like things are getting very, very difficult, decides he's going to pray for the people who've been on the road with him, his followers and his friends. It's a very touching, almost tender prayer. He says, you know, that when he has looked after them, that they understand who he is, and that they're going to continue in the world while he doesn't, when he's back with the Father. I think what I like most is that he prays for their protection. He says, look after them, guard them. I'm not going to be here to guard them myself, so guard them. And I think, you know, as a father myself, I really, really understand that impulse. You know, I can't protect my children really anymore. When they were small and they lived in my home, our home, I could protect them, but now I can't. And sometimes that feels pretty frightening, because I know, as Christ describes, I know exactly what the world is like. I know the ups and downs. I know the difficulties that are there, and that, you know, we have to be so careful. And yet Christ prays not just for protection, not just that they continue with the truth, but he'll give them a mission. He doesn't want to wrap them up in cotton wool. He doesn't want to keep them, you know, to himself. So he knows there are dangers, but he wants, he prays for the people who followed him so faithfully to go out and change the world, to usher in a new enlightenment, a new sense that love is at work and that God is close. I think this is there's a lot of psychological truth in this prayer. It's the kind of prayer I actually pray a lot myself. I pray for the protection of those people I love, those people that are my friends, those are my colleagues. I pray because I think when you get to a certain age, you know the dangers. You know, when you're young, you don't really, I didn't really ever think about danger much. I mean, I thought I would probably live forever. And I was probably rather selfish, but that was just me. But now I know. And I think this extraordinary and beautiful and wonderful prayer is one that we can pray, and we see in it the heart of Jesus, the heart of love for the people who followed him. And when you read it, it's no surprise, is it, that they were prepared to do everything for him and eventually give their own lives. Amen. So let's profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And so let's pray. I invite you, let's begin by taking some silence, by just enjoying God's presence, and maybe in this moment of silence, just lifting up someone that you care about, that you're worried about. Lift their name, lift their situation up to God. Father, we come to you this morning, bringing all that we have, which is ourselves and our lives. We are thankful for your word, and we pray this morning for our world. We pray for those countries that are in turmoil. We pray for the countries that are oppressed and in poverty and in spiritual poverty. We pray for Afghanistan. We pray for St. Vincent. We pray for so many places, Lord. We pray for our leaders here, and we pray for our church. Father, too, we pray for our communities and ask that you would build us up in love for one another, service, and that we find joy in bringing joy to others. Father, thank you for our parishes. Thank you for the places in which we live and are rooted. And we ask you, Lord, to be with us in the weeks to come. Amen. So, dear friends, we, at the beginning of the service, I'm sure you noticed, we said our prayers of penitence, we said sorry, knowing that God promises to forgive and promises to forget. And, you know, it's really important, isn't it, to come honestly to God and tell him all that is troubling us, where we've fallen short. We do it in the absolute assurance, of course, that God is for us. And in that peace that we find, in the peace of being at peace with the God who made the universe, that gives us the great impetus to know and to share that we are at peace with one another. So we're going to exchange the peace. I just encourage you that if there's someone that you're estranged from, yeah, to ask and wonder whether today is the day to make a call, to ring them, to speak to them, to see whether what is looks like it's broken forever can actually be mended. And so, when Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let's exchange a sign of peace. Friends, I invite you now to join with me in the words of the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and you love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death, and so we gladly thank you with saints and angels, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so we praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, and as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, the broken bread and wine outpoured, may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine, again he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence. His sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day, when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We are called children of God, and by baptism That is indeed what we have become, and so we have the courage to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. I'm now going to take the communion right here and now. And so, let's say the prayer after communion. Almighty God, thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So, friends, we get towards the end of our service. Thank you so much for coming and listening today. I really trust that you've had a great sense of God's love and care and kindness towards you. Even in these difficult times, we begin, don't we, to see, we hope, the beginning of the end of this ghastly period. And we pray, I certainly pray, it will be a time of much flourishing, much flowering of our own spiritual and other lives, but life with us, you know, that we will really have a sense of God travelling beside us and encouraging us. So, the God of peace, who brought Jesus, the great shepherd, back from the dead, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and pleasing in his sight. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as is always the way, at the end of a service, we're sent out with a commission, with a job to do. And we do that in whatever context we're in. I mean, they're all equally open to this extraordinary and beautiful call there is on our lives. So, brothers and sisters, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.